Pesach. Yesterday we mentioned the idea of eating together on a table with a non-Jew. We didn't mention, but it's relatable, and that is just like Pesach, just like Chametz is considered Aser B'mashu, it's prohibited in the minutest amount, but it's also the prohibition that you're not allowed to benefit from Chametz. So too, that's similar to that of Basar V'chalav, where you're not allowed to benefit from Basar V'chalav, meat and milk mixtures together. What does that mean? So Basar V'chalav doesn't have a mashu component to it, it has to be a certain amount of mixture, but both of them are prohibited for you to actually benefit from. So benefit means that if someone gave you chametz on Pesach, you can't benefit, you can't give it away to somebody else, you have to basically not accept it. Same thing also is true when it comes to Basar V'chalav, you also can't benefit from these things as well. So we know Basar V'chalav has three prohibitions, that's cooking, that's eating, and benefiting. So chametz is that the item itself has no value, you're not allowed to benefit. So just like by chametz, you would not be allowed to deliberately go ahead and inhale chametz through your nose, like the smell of chametz. You wouldn't be able to open your windows and smell the Budweiser brewery over Pesach, because that's called benefiting from chametz. So too, if you were to walk by or drive by a treif, meaning basar v'chalav restaurant, you wouldn't be able to open the window specifically to breathe it in. If you're walking by, if you're driving by and you happen to smell it, it's one thing. But to actively go ahead and do that, that's something that we would not do. That's considered actually benefiting.
Going to Ralph's when they're
baking
stuff.
That's on Pesach, you're saying. Yeah, okay, but again, you're not actively doing it. You're passing by a bakery. You're allowed to pass by a bakery. You just can't say, oh, I love this bakery. Let's go and smell this on Pesach. That I can't actually do. Okay, so that's important. Even in hotels, they have this where, you know, you're in a kosher hotel, but then there's a treif component to the hotel. Similar idea. But either way, Basar V'chalav and Chametz have this same idea of really benefiting from the two. Just something for a person to keep in mind with regards to that. So that's smelling, that's eating, that's anything that's associated giving it away, something that person should realize. As we mentioned in the past, if you do have any subscribe and save or anything that's ordered by mail, keep in mind to check your subscribe and save items so you're not actually receiving any chametz that's actually going to come on Pesach, even though I didn't want it, but they sent it to me. Well, you ordered it, so keep in mind.
It used to be, like every year,
General Mills.
They send you a box of Cheerios.
Those anti-Semites at General Mills, they always send you a box of Cheerios on right on Pesach. Yeah, lands in your thing right on Pesach.
You're like, yeah. It was Pesach, all you have to do is look at your mail.
All right, there's some, right. That's a, there's some guys like, always like, when is Pesach coming out? Let's see when we can send these out. Huh? They want to get rid of their chametz, but this happened every year. I think it stopped.
It happened the last few years, but it used to be
every Pesach. And you're just like, oh, I don't want to touch this, but that's something to keep in mind if you have any orders. I don't know if we mentioned, but also don't order something on Pesach that's chametz, even though you're not going to get it until after Pesach. Oh, it's a good deal on it, you know, but I still can't order it. That's under the category of achshavei, that you're being machshav of the chametz, of chametz itself, even though you don't currently have it in your possession, but you're purchasing it, you have quasi-ownership over it, so something to keep in mind for that, for Pesach itself. What else is there on this topic? That's what we'll